This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to the Munich Security Conference by video link on Friday, warning that Russia plans to widen its war on Eastern Europe.
Абсолютно зрозуміло, що він не буде зупинятись Україною.
Zelensky said it's obvious that Ukraine is not going to be his last stop. If we break, he will consume next countries, including all the other states that at some point in time were part of the Soviet bloc. Zelensky added that Ukraine does not see the possibility of attack from Belarus in the near future. Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, said Thursday he would only order his troops to fight alongside Russia if another country launches an attack against Belarus. This according to the state-run Belta news agency. A man was rescued on Friday from the rubble of a building that collapsed in the southern Turkish province of Hatay 11 days after a massive earthquake struck the area, killing more than 43,000 people combined in Turkey and Syria. Istanbul Fire Brigade team said they rescued a man in his 40s alive from the wreckage in Hatay Center after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck on February 6th. The death toll in Turkey now stands at 38,444, making it the worst disaster in modern Turkish history. In Syria, some 5,800 people are believed to have died. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Serbian President Alexander Vucic met on Friday during the Munich Security Conference. The meeting is happening ahead of Kosovo celebrating 15 years of independence from Serbia, as both countries are eyeing to finally reach a deal that could see a normalization of relations between the countries, though both said that further negotiations would be needed. Serbia does not recognize Kosovo as an independent state. This is VOA News. Protests rocked Iran again overnight Thursday after seeming to have dwindled in recent weeks, with marchers calling for the overthrow of the Islamic Republic. Videos posted on Twitter on Friday showed large protests in Zahedan, the capital of the southeastern Sistan-Baluchistan province, home to Iran's Baluchi minority. The marches in numerous cities, including Tehran, that began on Thursday evening and went on into the night, marked 40 days since the execution of two protesters last month. Five former Memphis police officers on Friday pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges stemming from last month's beating of Tyree Nichols, a black man whose death 3 days later stirred outrage and fresh calls for reform. The five officers, all of them out on bail, entered their pleas during an arraignment in Shelby County Criminal Court in Memphis, where they're formally charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. Outside the courthouse, family attorney Ben Crump had this to say.
Who Tyree was what you saw in that video. While everybody else was escalating it, using excessive force, Tyree was de-escalating.
Five officers have been fired from the police force, and the special unit to which they belonged has been disbanded. They face a maximum penalty of 60 years in prison if convicted of the murder charge. The death toll from New Zealand's cyclone has reached 8, with thousands unaccounted for four days after the nation's most destructive weather event in decades brought widespread flooding, landslides and power outages. It struck the country's north on Monday. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said Friday that three more fatalities had been confirmed since Thursday, and police feared for other missing persons. A power outage in a terminal of New York's Kennedy International Airport has stretched into a second day. The outage has stranded passengers and forced flights to be canceled or diverted to other airports. The airport operators said in a tweet late Thursday that Terminal 1 would remain closed on Friday due to electrical issues. An Air Zealand flight was two-thirds of the way across the Pacific Ocean when it had to make a U-turn and head back to Auckland. The flight landed back in New Zealand after more than 16 hours in the air. Rio de Janeiro's iconic carnival was opened on Friday after a symbolic key to the city was handed over to King Momo, a popular character known as the King of the Carnival and Lord of Misrule. It took place at the government palace. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.